nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to Nationwide Discussion Hour on Radio Miraya with me, Gabriel Shadar. And we will be discussing today a campaign that is jointly being run by the government, that is the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, and its partner, World Food Programme. And this campaign is also related to calling children back to the school, and its Back to School campaign. And also, one way of supporting that is through a partnership which is with the World Food Programme, which will be providing assistance in terms of supporting the schools with a feeding programme. And to discuss that, the process and progress in that, we have to look back that the schools were closed down by COVID-19 pandemic, and then they opened a couple of months ago. And still, there are challenges that many of the children that have been at home, they are not back, or some of them are not back. And there are challenges facing this campaign. I mean, facing the return and the reopening of schools. To look into these issues, with me in the studio is Mr. Daniel Lawila Ladumodi, the Director General for Basic and Secondary Education, the Ministry of General Education. Welcome, Mr. Daniel.
Thank you very much. I'm called David.
David. Welcome to the studio. And with me also is Odora Charles, the Senior Inspector for the Primary Education and Sports, Basic and Secondary Education. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm Odora Charles, Senior Inspector of Physical Education.
Physical Education, sports. Okay. Physical Education. And also Regina Nune, the head of the school's meals program from the World Food Program. Welcome, Regina.
Thank you very much. It's Regina Munene, the head of school meals program. Good evening, viewers.
Welcome. And also Mark Pira, the program policy officer with World Food Program.
Thank you very much for welcoming us to the studio. Mark Pira is my name. Yeah. I'm a school feeding program policy officer for WAP.
Okay. Thank you very much, all of you, for being with me here in the studio. So let me go first to the two representatives from the Ministry of Education, Mr. David and also Regina. What is the background of your joint program? Let me start with Mr. David.
Yeah, thank you very much. Our joint program for this campaign of Go Back to School is when the bell was rang in 3rd May 2021, and we are expecting, as the government, students and pupils are coming to the schools. May, and then we have seen the response has not good, and then June, also the same things. And then our partner from World Food Program, they came to us in the ministry and they said, how do you see it? Now it seemed to be the response for our children coming to school is not really up to date. Now, what are we going to do? And we said this is exactly as a government we are planning to see to it that we make inspection, we need to make a campaign in all the schools. But we are not able as a government, if you can come in and help us, and they responded positively. For example, our partner World Food Program is the right hand of the government, and indeed we have a couple of meetings and so on. Then we came out with the first launching. That was last week on Friday. And indeed, our people understood, parents understood, the people from grassroots understood really what we meant. Because we have seen that the response for our students and pupils are not up to date. Mm-hmm. Is it because of the issue of COVID-19, parents are afraid of it? Is it because of what? teachers also, they are not coming to school. Is it because of what? Payment of money, their salaries or what? But indeed, we came out and then they responded possibly that they are going to send their children to the schools. And this is exactly where we're starting here in Juba. After that, then we will be going out to the other state with the great help from our partner, WLP.
And as you're saying, as you're starting with Juba, this is the capital. Why is the situation not promising in Juba, which is the capital, and it is more like having a stability more than the any others?
I think, as I mentioned it before, the reasons parents are praying, prayed because of this issue of COVID-19, that if their children go back to school, will they be secured? And actually, we are they have been hearing over medias, and then our partners are bringing this COVID-19 material to the schools, and they are already being helped. Essentially speaking. So there's no any fear of the, our parents to send their children to the school.
Thanks, Mr. David Lawila. Regina Munene, head of the school's meals program for the World Food Program. Welcome.
Thank you very much for that welcome, and thank you very much, David. Just to add on what the Director for Basic and Secondary Education has said, I would say yes. We have a long history working with the government in supporting education in this country. And after the bell rang, as he has correctly put it, on that May, the anticipation was that the children would come to school in earnest, and that did not look like it was happening. And there needed that the need for, you know, rallying children to come back to school was necessary at that time. And having worked with the government in partnership in the education sector, it was time now to drum up support together, work together in partnership with also other partners within the education sector to see to it that we pull the children back to school and disseminate the information out there that schools are opened, and now we need to get back to school and start learning, because this is upon realization that, you know, they are losing an opportunity for learning, and they needed to come back to school to continue their learning. And also they fall risk of even going peer pressure. You talked of urban, you know, the urban center Juba, fall on peer pressure, and the long closure, you know, may have led the children to even go to other things within the city, you know, petty trade, even our young boys going to maybe border and losing interest in education. So really, that is an opportunity that they would miss if they do not come in time and cover the time lost during the COVID-19 pandemic and their prolonged closure. So other things, even, you know, the girls fall at risk with a prolonged, you know, absence in schools, and early marriages, pregnancies, as I said, also peer pressure.
Yeah.
So those are some of the things that our children are at risk to continue falling into. And we will miss the opportunity of developing the much-needed human capital for this country.
Mm-hmm.
And when we lack that human capital that will inject into the socio-economic development for this country, and we were emphasizing that this opportunity should not be missed, so that both boys and girls are able to go back to school and learn and build that capital that we so desire to also bring peace and development for this country.
Thank you very much, Regina. Let me go also quickly to Odera, senior inspector for the physical education and sports in the basic and secondary education. Now, what is the scale of the problem? If there are any figures and estimates that have been made, or if you have any idea, how big is the problem of being absent from school?
Thank you very much, presenter. It is quite true that I may not give you exactly the figure that is got on the ground as far as the absence of learners from the schools. Mm. But in information indicate that I was in a will. This is one thing that I want to give a live evidence of what I observed. Mm-hmm. You realize that the schools whereby there were 780 learners, and after the COVID-19, I realized that there were 300 of learners returned back
more
to school.
Half.
Yeah, more than half. And this is something so challenging. It's a huge number out of the school. And I believe that it is the right time to rise up and do something for this nation. Mm-hmm. And if we don't stand up right now, then we are losing something so big. And because our cornerstones are our learners, the children who are supposed to be the future leaders. If therefore we don't stand up today, then we expect nothing to come up tomorrow. I'm believing that the right number we have outside there, there are too much who are not in the school. The number we believe could have in the schools are less compared to the number outside there. Because according to the scale number of learners out of schools, there are 2.something million of children out of school. And this is the opportunity. I believe that I would like to appreciate the WFP for their support to ensure that this campaign should move across the 60 counties in the whole nation. Because to ensure that we embark on education, because the best thing we can do in this world is about education. And that's why today I'm proud to speak about education in this studio for those who are outside there. I know people think about kids. Corona is coming, not going back today. That is one thing we need to know.
Yeah.
And we can only overcome this enemy through education.
Yeah.
We need to educate them so that they will have to come out a better way to get rid of corona of this nation. But if we don't take our children to school, then we are going to lose a lot. That is what I have to say.
Yeah.
But in the fact remains that the number of students outside, they are more than those who expect they have to be in the school. And this is something that the government have taken initiative and the partners to ensure that we go out there back to the school campaign should move to the grassroots level for parents be encouraged to send their children to school.
Yeah.
I believe that is briefly what I could say.
Thank you, Odera. Mark Apire, the school feeding program policy officer with WFP. Give us an idea how well this feeding program in support of the campaign, how does it work?
Thank you very much, Gabriel Sidar. I want to go back a bit on the background to the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
As you know very well about this country, the country has been in civil war, in and out, in and out, for several years. This has impacted very negatively on the human capital development for South Sudan. So for this matter, coupled with the coronavirus, it has exacerbated the situation for the children in school. I want to tell you that before the COVID-19, we had more than 2.2 million out-of-school children in South Sudan, a very high compared to sub-Saharan Africa.
And that was
Africa.
Because of conflict also?
Because of conflict and other factors mm-hmm. before that. So the coronavirus setting in has made the situation even worse. So it is critical that this country embark very seriously on bringing children to school, enrolling them. So we're going to reach out to parents, those who make decision on children, who to be married, who should take care of the cattle, who should go to school. That's the people that we are targeting with this campaign.
Yeah.
So we'll go out to 60 and even more counties of South Sudan with this message. Starting in Juba, we started tomorrow, we're going out, Yei, Terokeka, and everywhere we're coming, Awil, Rumbek, and everywhere. So our partners, WFP, UNICEF, UNESCO, and other national NGO, international NGO, we are doing a big concerted effort to ensure that the children who are losing out, the generation of South Sudanese who are losing out on education, go to school, even if there is a COVID. So particularly what we do as WFP, we are providing a school feeding program to over 530,000 learners in all the 10 states of South Sudan in 1,180 schools. So the major core objective of our support as WFP is to ensure the children who might be home trying to provide labor to look for food
if there's food, this will be an incentive for the parent to take those children and say, go to school, because through the school you will get feeding instead of working in the market, going to sell something so that you get food. But there's food in school. So this is an incentive that pulls these children to school and also allow parents to send them to school.
Yeah.
So we provide daily food to children in school that is cooked, and we also particularly target girls with a take-home ration, the food that they should take home and eat with the family. So we have several objectives with the school feeding. One of the key objectives is an educational objective of ensuring children are enrolled, they attain, and they progress through the system and complete the primary school level.
Great.
Basically.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is also, we should remember that this is coupled with other support from the European Union, which is paying incentives to teachers and for the girls to keep them at the school.
Mm-hmm.
So this is also complementary. This is a great effort that really needs to be recognized. I don't know who really can give a quick update in Arabic, simple Arabic, about what you are trying to do. One of you can do that. مستر ديفيد يا نحن لأن نقول تشرح بعربي البسيط الحملة انتو شغالين فوق ده عشان الأيال زي ما انتو بتقول 2 مليون وشوية 2 مليون children من ناس بتاعنا they are in, من أيالنا they are not at the school. الرسالة بتاعكم شنو في الحملة دي؟
حقيقة نشكر راديو ميرايا مخطوة على سيبو نحن جا في استوديو Hakikatan yalna wakijeres dogo naiba reis pitana Abdul Baghi ai wo ta service cluster chairman fa inna kan fakarna lasas sena wahid al iyal pitana ma jafil madrasa ma kalam ta COVID-19 durde umon be turn up katir mon bija asan mon silu sena sin kat ya sana wahid ma fil madrasa lakin na jali gana yalna kulu ma ja fil madrasa katir yani na gain fi madina juba wa kulu fi state tanina yani ma other three administrative area na ligina yani mushkila turn up fi kalam ta yal fa munajama pitana wala food program in a gardener diamond I work it ma bamlo subu umun bijale ni na fi wazara ina bentemi mohuman fa ina jama ja na mamlo ina bamlo sunu fi wade de ali yal fitana ma der ja fil madrasa de ma de khatir kutura yani sen al fat yal ma ja fil madrasa katir sen ade kaman maji ma de khatar le dawla fitana fa ina amanna program de alasas ni na derin amulo lunch mpiju baine ina derwoni suma chips ina derwoni suma salatin ina derwoni suma yani naskobarta taje de hatta commissioners hatta nazali fi grace fi boma
no.
Fi county fi payam hatta fi counties ina derin nasde kelafam kalama linda derwoni sude kalam ali help itana magija fi madrasa de kalam ta COVID-19 wele fi muskila ta jan wele muskila ta sunu fa ina je ligo yani haja katir alikutu help itana magija sena why the answer yalro fi business taningera angulo paipai taninga angulo rabolo taninga mulisunu taninga mulisunu yala gurusbiga hilo mangaye no madrasa de da jaman o madrasa de haja moyim futu haja tanna le gesa dina hasade ina ganu le bokura ina ganu le bad bokura ya san kida ina ganna ma world food ale istapta world food jeta soup ala sas ina der yelna kala bwata na nasana kubar fi boma fi payam fi county kuluman afaim kalamde kele rasul yalde fi mendisa
no
rabuna be barku wal foot munandi akil bader jibo akil de fil madaris ali ajede mun fi sa de asan yalde bija le mustakbal tahaji de tabele de.
No, no.
Anajit alela fi malakal. Anajit alela fi malakal. Ana masi benefsu sura altamena manuel food. Ana ligo madaris al sakalin. Yani suya kide tagano de. Yani private school. Church school. Or private school individual. Like in government school. Yani respond this up. Yani tagano, anagano fihila, anadoru makura. Malakal tabanaraban mafi.
No.
Boda mafi anagedoru makura. Yani taligo kulu itabiligo. Yal katir 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 katir. Asa besabagara fi medresa mafi. La fin bes mungedoru.
No.
Anajit ki besaba. No. Fana masifi wahat min medresa sobat secondary school. Medresa de lakade hasa mafata. Lakade hasa sobat secondary school. Lakade hasa mafata. Ana ligo headmaster yoke gene mahosa soit. Muskila sunu ya headmaster. Gali muskila medresa dekan fi munajama. Kanga side mwalimin part-time as aligi deri su hinanda.
No.
Fafaja ata munajama de decline.
No.
Biga mage dafaje de umuderisin raja. We yao si buwana barao. So de yao haja.
No.
Yani fi muskila. Haja inkin badmara li mage kutu iyal. Magerua fil medresa de karua ina kasan fi madarisa kumia ma fi mwalimi na ligederisu
no, no.
Juruf sunu badmara mohia mage dafao
no.
Badmara mohia de kange dafao besit ma besado yaona zegura tuale le green facha de al muskila pade yao haja lina der
no.
Ka world food wazara terbia ina der zara to ya de
no.
World food program beside na
Yeah. Shukran, Ustaz David Lawila Ladomodi, Director General for Basic and Secondary Education, the Ministry of General Education and Instruction. I think I will allow the listeners to participate and give their comments and also ask you questions if there are questions, and I will give each listener an opportunity to ask one question. The numbers are 0912062950, 0912062079, and also the MTN lines are 0921902950 and also 0921902079, and the SMS line is 0912177141. All the numbers are busy. Let me get the first caller. Welcome. Welcome.
This is Lual Lual from Gogmashar.
Lual Lual from Gogmashar. How is the situation there with the children going to the school?
I think, as the director put it, in our school here, government school especially, there are no students, there are no people. And if I can say, you can see five or three pupils in one class.
Gogmashar.
So this Gogmashar.
Yeah.
The situation here is not that good. It's not Gogmashar alone, but I think generally it is low. No turn up.
Mm-hmm. So, what is your comment? And even if you have a question, yeah.
My question, yeah, I have a question. I appreciate the WLP for that program, a school feeding program. It is good, but what I want to know from the government or from the administration, from the Minister of General Education, what will they do? Because now WLP is bringing feeding, and then teachers are not there at government schools. What will happen? What are their plans?
Okay, good question there. Thank you very much for your question there. Let me take another caller. Hello. Yes, welcome. Who's calling? Manoud, marhabek.
Shukran kathir,
Gabriel, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, tamam. Sahil al-mudarrisin fi sidi wa kullu dal nazwa qanini yani dar shab binuk.
خوش في السؤال طوالي.
ول دار غوري دار العمر
اوكي
يعني ام يبدا كيف وكما كيف شان يجنو يال جنو بيندل يبر ما جان دارين تعلم له يال جماعه
ثانك يو
مشكلات اللي بعد بقى قال واللي ما دارت كله يكون ما جان ليال دابانين
ثانك يو ثانك يو the question there is many families are suffering economic hardships and schools, even including government schools, are asking for fees and a lot of things. So this is like setting them back. And what can be done in that case? Let me take another caller. Hello? Hello? I've lost that caller. I take another one. Hello? People are calling. When I pick them, they are not there. Hello? Hello?
Yes, good evening, Governor Joseph Zeda.
Good evening. Who is calling?
Mawia.
Mawia, welcome.
Thank you so much for the topic and the guests also in this studio. My question will base on this small comment.
Mm.
Sometime in the country, especially in Juba and the rest of the state, you know, economical situation become increasingly day and night. And the people, the parents are really, you know, suffering. And even the job which they are working in may also pay them a less amount of money, and you get the family having a 3-kid or 4-kid or 5-kid in which both of them want to go to school. And the income, the daily or the monthly income of that parent also may be too little. I don't understand how far, you know, the governments and thank God there is a minister, somebody from national ministry here in the country in this studio. I don't understand this point, how far the government has gone in order to make sure that, you know, the children in this country get a basic access, you know, to the education. I decide on my point that maybe education should be free. And I don't understand the role of the government here. Why some of these schools are charging a parent with a, you know, a high tuition fees or a school fees. And also the daily incomes, you know, the money we are getting in the job.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, Mawia.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mawia, for the sake of time there. Hello. So we've lost the caller on that line. Another one here. Hello. Hello. Yes, welcome. Marhaba. Marhabek.
Yaki. Asa de ze ustaz kebir kelem de.
No.
Asa de mafadiya la hakutana. Na skulu yombe kabas nas awal gabli usbu al-fadda.
No.
Shara al-fadda uman gali yaki. Dairini salagu maha muratabat bita maalimin. Dairini yafta madaris. Le hasa mafa ya jama. Kana shoko nasma gadirin le haja. Kale nasma godi kuzi ye khushu pina sakit. Asa de mafadiya ze kalamu gadu gunza hafilpi melekalda. De mafadiya asa la hakuma.
شكرا لك استاذ كلام بتاكسي مينا وده طبعا موقف صعب. الو الو
الو برانا.
يس ويلكم. هو از كولينج؟ تمام. منو معنا؟
ده انا اميره دار كويتا.
اميره من كويتا، مرحبا بك.
انا عندي كويشن.
نعم.
سيلر كلام بتاعيال تمرار الدنيسية لهانو المستقبل في بلد بكرة ديال كداغرة. أنا رسالة تعريف قويال الدخل في البيزنس دي كلام كورونا. أنا بقول أنا سأبو ما ناس أمهات كده يشيلوا بيزنس دي من فقويال بتومون كده ويال دي أمتي في مدرسة عشان بعد بكرة نبقى ناس
شكرا كثير من كابويتا. She's urging the parents that have allowed children to go to business to let them come back to schools. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, welcome. مرحبا.
Hello.
تمام مرحبا. مين معناك في الراديو بتاعك عشان تسمعنا كويس ونسمعك كويس؟
ما قلتون جاي من كودوك.
مرحبا بك، قلتون من كودوك فشودا، مرحبا بك.
نايس. السؤال بتاعي هل منظمة
WFP
هيقوم بدعم المعلمين؟
اوكي.
السؤال نمبر 1. السؤال نمبر 2. السؤال نمبر 2. هل يونيسيف هم بيدوا وجبات للاطفال اللي ما قاعدين يمشوا مدرسه؟ لانه الاطفال دي لازم معظم بتاعهم ما بيمشوا مدارس عشان
اوكي.
ما عندهم ميتنج شنو ده؟
نعم.
ما هي الماتي هل هما يقوم عيادة مول المدارس بأكل.
Okay.
The two questions I want to ask them.
Shukran.
Shukran.
Shukran. Another question. Hello. Hello. مرحبا من معنا؟
الزعيم أبو لولو.
مرحبا بك أبو لولو من واو.
حتى لك والتي نعم عزيزي حتى لك والتي لضيفنا العزيز والتي لكل المستمعين. السؤال مختصر بالضبط قضايا تعليمية كثيرة توافق أعضاء المعلمين وزارة مختصر في ذلك نقدر نعمل توافق ما بين التعليم الخاص والعام على الأقل نقرب المسافة لأنه هناك أكيد في تحديات في صعوبات بلاقي بات فسر في التعليم الخاصة والعامة عشان كده نقرب الوجه النظر في الحتة ده ثم تعنينا التواسع التساوي في تحيير القدرات المعلمين على الأقل نقدر على الأقل نعمل طول القدام أنا ما أعرف كيف تركيز دائما في السنتر وما أعرف في بيئات شنو في باقي مناطق الخارجية على الأقل نقرب الرؤية لأنه أيضا جزء من عجلة التعليم نعم
Thank you. شكرا لك كثير أبو لولو. He's emphasizing closing the gap between private and public schools and also expanding the any support to the peripheries and remote areas for the general benefit. The phone is ringing very, very. let me take another one. Hello? Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Shedar.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. This is Deng. I'm calling from Kwajok.
Welcome, Deng, from Kwajok.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Just to support the question that has been asked before, as you know, the payment of our civil servants and the school fees across the country are not matching. Imagine you have 5 children, and from here, it's ranging from 60 to 70. How will you manage, you know, to pay the school fees? According to my understanding, the issue why children are not in the schools is the issue of the school fees. So having 5 children and you paid age 70, you cannot manage according to the payment. You see? So my question, how will the partners and the government support, you know, the children of vulnerable people or orphans. As you know, the country lose a lot of people and their children are here. How will they really support them to go to the school? Because the issue why children are not there is the issue of the school fees.
Yeah, we got the point there. Thank you very much. Thank you, the listener from Kwajok. I think we almost toured the whole country in very few minutes, and the concerns are the same. And unfortunately, I'm left with 8 minutes, 9 minutes to conclude. That means I will give each of you about 2 minutes to give a quick wrap-up and of the some of the questions. And if you find a question has been picked by one of you, you go to the other ones that have been have not been answered. Let me start with David.
I will just, in all this question which has been raised, I will just summarize into two. And let me better explain in Arabic so that they'll be able to understand.
Okay.
So al-awwal al-asalo al-asas Wolfwood kan wodi akil da fil madrasa inak tulaba fi akil fi laki mualimin mafi yala de manato manato sunu hagigatan manato mafi yanaju akil de godi pi madrasa tulaba fi mualimin fi asan yalde kan wodi akil de manakulu besid yede tuwali bedakalu fi fosil kai Al-muskila mualimin maafi desunu asan kalam muhiya besit. Yani ma bagder yao mualimin ge roa. Lakin haja lana der akil leintukum. Fibelek pitana Junub Sudan Kakul. Ka director general. Ta basic and secondary education. Andina hasa able minister. Au honorable Awud Den. Ma deputy to ma under secretary. Neina kan technocrats fi directorate of basic and secondary gardna wena rafana kala alasas hata kan dugu jeresde kan muskila ta mualimin ma hilo kan ma hilo yal beja yala lakin mualimin ma beja asan fi darar hina Fa wazira fitana silu kalamde le nazali folk wa kalamde rudu. Alasas fi adjustment ta mohia ta mualimin. Waje de fi biga fi five line.
Okay, that is something good to hear, that teachers' increments of the salaries is going on and it's reaching them. Then that means those who are there should be found on the ground,
exactly.
Not really waiting
exactly.
In their
home.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Okay, good to hear.
School fee. Another act later on. Police ita hakuma and in a free education. Kaninta ungeli go fi madaris aligena di grus de madaris hakumia. De private schools and faith-based schools. Madaris ta kanisa wanasa alifata madaris soman khas.
Mm-hmm.
Ma madaris hakuma. Madaris hakuma hakumia fi kuli states de human parents geni pata maidara ta madrasa asan ni ina kan wazare terbia ina mago di galam
yep.
Blue pen, red yep. pen, yep. yellow prep books
mm-hmm.
ina mago di kulu kulu hajade mm-hmm. lakini yala parents geni fata for the smooth running ta madrasa asan madrasa de berakwes keli parents asa matala besit
yeah.
mabosulu mabosulu yeah. je isirin zatu
yeah,
but mara kam sasar
yeah.
umabe dafaru mara white
mm-hmm.
Like you find a muscular day for private schools.
Yeah.
No school fee in government school all over the country. Pay ganun ale tala fi akuma and in a free education.
Shukran.
De haja lana der kelim waje.
Shukran, shukran. Let me pick another official from the World Food Program, and that I think will be Regina. 2 minutes response to some of the questions you have been hearing.
Okay, thank you very much, presenter, for the view, for the listeners, and also for this chance, and also for the DG Education for putting emphasis that education is free, so we do not have a reason why we should not take children to school, and also that the teacher salary increment is coming up. That is good news. I think that is something that should motivate us to take children to school, and that things are being put in place, and also textbooks are going to be distributed, and those are good positive results that we are looking into, and the reason why we should bring our children to school, and the support. What I can say for WFP in particular is, as we say, the school feeding, they are missing out on the nutritious school meals that we offer them. So the reason why they should bring the children to school, because food should not be an issue there. So they'll be able to get that plate, which is a social safety net. The parent will not be thinking of that plate anymore if there are five plates yeah. of the budget, you know.
Yeah.
So, and still an opportunity for children to learn as they have the nutrition in school. So I think the rally here is, let us bring our children to school. The government is taking care of things, and we are looking up to see that our children learn. We're laying emphasis of both boys and girls for the future development of this country, because this is really what we want, to develop our children so that they bring us strong human yep. capital
yep.
and then they can develop the country and we can get peace, basically. Thank you
Regina. Mark Pire, also from WFE. I unfortunately will take just 1 minute.
Okay, thank you so much. I want to go quickly to several questions. Thank you, Lual. Thank you, Manud, and Yambi Okola. There is Zaina Bululu. There is one particular question that they say, what is to be done to increase access to school, and also how do we expand support to a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
For WAP, we are particularly targeting areas which are remote, which are bypassed by conventional development that are taking place mm-hmm. in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
So our major concentration is focusing on the children who are in the rural areas. So we will increasingly, and concerted effort, we will target school in the remotest part of the country.
Great.
So that is how we're going to approach it, and that's how we will increase access by giving food to those schools. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And last comment from Odera.
Yeah, thank you very much, the listener outside there. I'm so impressed that we have discussed a lot about what we wanted to do, starting from Juba. It's already so far. We have started since then, and we are getting out tomorrow there. I would like to say that educational reform is a process, and this is one thing that we need to know. South Sudan has been a country that has been in conflict for a good number of years, and to make a country stabilize in an education system, you must go a lot of challenges. And I want to say that those who are outside there, you should not say that because of the challenges we have in the country today, we should not send our children to school. Because the only way to overcome these challenges, we need to send them to school. This is what we are learning. This is an experience. Educational reform is not done in one day. You cannot look at a country like British, you cannot look at a country like United States, that the educational reform occur in one day. That will never happen. Yeah. It is a process. And therefore, this is the time. We need to learn as South Sudanese to ensure that our children go to school, and through this process we'll have a stabilized education system in the country. Nevertheless, whether things are hard there or there are no money, let's try that. We have to have a mindset that our children go to school to make this country a better country with a better education system. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to all of you, Daniel, Odera, Regina and Mark. Thank you very much. Great partnership, great program. All the best for you. And the message is, let us bring back the children to school. Very important. Thank you very much. Yeah. And the campaign continues. We'll have you again and again until we bring them, the millions, back to their classes. Thank you very much. Is all from Nationwide Today on Radio Miraya. This is the Discussion Hour with me, Gabriel Shadar. Thanks for listening.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.